7 minutes past 7. Now, a conservation charity is calling for more trees and woodland areas to be built in and around Peterborough. The Woodland Trust says trees can improve air quality by absorbing harmful pollutants, helping tackle asthma and even improve people's mental health. Peterborough City Council's Health and Wellbeing Board is due to meet on Monday to discuss the idea. Our man John Devine is in Orton Waterville this morning, where there was recently a huge outpouring of love for one particular tree. Morning, John.
Morning, Dottie. I'm on a junction here of Cherry Orton Road and Oundle Road, the A605. There is a light dusting of snow on the ground here, Dottie, and it's very treacherous with the ice, like you were mentioning before, so I'll be very careful on this path in case I go down. But in front of me now is rather a forlorn sight, Dottie. It's a huge, huge ash tree. It's been dubbed the Waterville Ash. And to me, Dottie, a bit like the Blue Planet, it looks like a huge whale on its tail because there are no branches, just a trunk stretched into the breaking dawn air, and it's about, I don't know, 25 feet high, and it must be 5.5 metres in circumference, the actual trunk. It's absolutely huge. I've got with me Julie Howe, the coordinator of the Peterborough Green Party. Tell us about this tree, Julie.
Good morning, on this lovely freezing cold morning. Well, this tree is an amazing icon of Orton Waterville, just south of the river here in Peterborough. We reckon the tree has stood here for at least 300 years, possibly as many as 600, possibly been here since Henry VIII's time. There's certainly a pond up the road that's been here that long. It's a beautiful, iconic tree that everybody who comes to this part of Peterborough knows about. But very sadly, it got sick. And when a tree like this gets sick, with a very dangerous fungus that's damaged the core of the trunk, it becomes dangerous because it's on the corner of a road. So unfortunately, it's having to be felled.
You showed me a picture of it in its prime only a month or two ago. It looked absolutely gorgeous. A huge canopy which stretched right across this road.
That's right. It looked beautiful right up to the point where we had to start cutting it down, which was very, very sad. The council has several tree officers who are real experts in this sort of tree, and they assured us that, you know, there was no option for the tree but for it to come down because its branches are incredibly heavy and they needed to be removed before the windy season began, before October, so there wasn't a risk to anybody. So at the moment, what's left is what we call a monolith, which is just the remainder trunk, while the parish council's been deciding what to do with the rest of it and how we can commemorate the tree, because so many people who lived here, and particularly people who were born here in the village, grew up with it. They haven't known life without having this tree here. So it's a very special tree and really important that we celebrate it.
And it was due to be chipped, they tell me, but this is where the locals stepped in and wouldn't have that, would they?
Yeah, originally the council said it would have to be chipped. It's a very, very heavy tree, but we found that as soon as residents realised that it was going to have to be felled, there was a huge outpouring of emotion. People really care about this tree, are used to seeing it, and we thought, well, maybe there's a way that residents can have a bit of the tree to take away and keep for themselves. Trouble with ash is it doesn't do very well outside, so it's not good for things like benches, but what the city council did was it chopped up some of the branches and left the pieces by the side of the road, so during the evening, at the end of each day when they finished felling the tree, residents could come and take a piece and take it home with them, so they had a little part of this gorgeous tree just to have at home to remember it and commemorate it.
Some people might be saying, pull yourself together, Julie, it's just a tree.
People are very emotional about trees. I think we take them for granted. And while it's true that trees have many health benefits, psychologically, a tree can really cheer you up and make your day, particularly a beautiful tree like this that's become a landmark, an iconic landmark here. You're used to seeing it all the time. And I have to tell you that when we were told that it couldn't be saved, it was very upsetting. I can only say it was like the same emotion of when you have to have an animal put to sleep and you have to make that decision that it's elderly and it can't be saved. I've cried over this, and I doubt I'm the only one that has, because you feel hugely responsible. The good news is that something is going to go in its place. So we felt it was very important that something went in that was going to be just as iconic. We don't want to put another ash in its place because it might have the same problems that this old ash has had. So a 5 metre oak tree is going to be planted sometime between now and March. That's the planting season. And very soon we'll have another iconic tree here for residents to enjoy for generations to come.
Julie Howe, thanks for joining us from the Peterborough Green Party. I'm off now to the north side of Peterborough, to Central Park, to see the 100,000th tree to be planted in Peterborough. That's good news.
It's absolutely fantastic, and I'm so pleased that the Woodland Trust, Peterborough City Council and PECT are all working together to make sure there are more beautiful trees like this for the people of Peterborough to enjoy.
Thanks, Julie. I'll speak to you just after 8, Dottie.